We'll have a little girl, a little boy, a little Benji. We go Leroy, and no one needs to know right now. And I'm not lonely anymore at night, and he don't know that he can make it right.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden sojourns to Racine, Wisconsin today, site of a much ballyhooed infrastructure investment during the Trump era that never materialized.
Nearly 6 years ago, Trump touted a $10 billion investment by Taiwanese company Foxconn, saying it would bring 13,000 manufacturing jobs to the area. Instead, state and local governments invested about $500 million to prepare for a massive manufacturing campus that never fully developed. The White House says President Biden today will announce a $3.3 billion investment by Microsoft to build a new AI data center at the site, creating about 4,000 jobs. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
State officials in Florida investigating after an Okaloosa County deputy shot and killed Air Force senior airman Roger Fortson at his off-base home on Friday. Democrats running the Colorado Senate nixed a bill banning the sale and transfer of semi-automatic weapons. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. June milk down 2 to 1943, July down 16 to 1927, August down 12 to 1922, September down 16 to 1923. Cheese markets were lower. Barrels and blocks down a quarter. Barrels at 188, 40-pound blocks at 183 and 3 quarters. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 and a quarter to 302 and a quarter. One trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to to 111.5, one trade on the day. Dryway steady at 38.25, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the market saw enough fundamental support to justify a higher trade. The biggest factors affecting both live and feeder cattle markets, midday box beef prices moving higher, along with some weakness in the corn complex that led to higher feeder cattle, which led to higher live cattle as well. Hog markets mostly higher as higher carcass prices have traders hoping that consumer support will again be found here for the summer. June live cattle up 65 cents to 177.62. May feeder cattle up 75 cents to 242.15. May hogs up 35 cents to 92.52. Chicago Board of Trade corn mixed, soybeans also mixed, wheat lower on the day. The big storm system in portions of the Corn Belt continues to move off to the east. That should allow the planting pace for corn and for beans to pick back up. Support, though, being found from the weather in South America that is adversely affecting the corn and soybean crops there. Wheat markets, though, they were mostly lower on some profit taking and the plains warming up and drying out after the storms moved across the region earlier in the week. New crop corn closed steady at 488.5. New crop beans up 8.25 to 1228. May wheat in Chicago down 7.5 to 624.75. Minneapolis wheat July down 6.75 to 718.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op to Rand, cash corn 415, June 418, July 421, new crop 434. Cash beans 1172, June 1177, July 1177, new crop 1143. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn at 438, June 432, July 435, and October at 438.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 427, June 437, new crop 438. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 414, new crop 433. Cash beans 1161. June 1164, new crop 1153. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 427, new crop 433. Cash beans 1153, new crop 1143. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 446, June 448, July 448, new crop 443. Cash beans 1215, June 1219, July 1222, new crop 1173. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 414, new crop 433, cash beans 1163, June 1168, new crop 1153. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 165 to 191, Holstein fed cattle 138 to 171, market cows 85 to 135, bulls 110 to 160, calves 200 to 960, beef steers 130 to 322, Holstein steers 137 to 390, sheep markets, market lambs 240 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 70 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 135 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 175 to 267.50, fed lambs 220 to 227.50, and ewes 80 to 145. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get more with Stein. When it comes to soybean breeding, more generations equals additional yield. 2.2% more yield per generation. By introducing more new genetics faster than any other seed company, Stein delivers on the Stein Has Yield promise. For elite genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control, plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans. Stein Has Yield. Yield plus advantage. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain, or low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life and buy high. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river.
A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong.
says she likes to dress herself in the most beautiful girl. Holding both of them, yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air, brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. 'Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top I can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk, a little blue eye blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk, a little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, 'cause she likes to dress herself, and the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most, oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You look surprised. You didn't think you'd see me kicking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways, Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways, Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I
1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan and Except for Monday here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins and good Wednesday morning. We have temperatures mid to upper 40s across the region this morning. And we could see some more showers and storms as well as the active weather pattern continues. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Leah Wilkinson. She is the Vice President of Public Policy and Education with the American Feed Industry Association. Had a chance to talk with Leah during the NAFB Washington Watch last week. We'll have that interview with Leah here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Lowe's knows pros need the right tools for every job. That's why we sell the largest in-store selection of Klein tools anywhere. Find new items launching exclusively at Lowe's, like the self-leveling laser level for just $159.98. Plus, shop the Connect socket set for just $49.98. Get Klein tools in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The differences in Brazil's soybean production estimates are larger than usual. I'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The difference in Brazil's soybean production estimates from USDA and Brazil's counterpart is quite large this year. Joe Jansen, an agricultural economist with the University of Illinois, says the difference between the two government agencies is confusing.
What is really the size of Brazil's soybean crop? And you have these two official government agencies producing very different numbers. So this year now, the widest gap it's been, 8.5 million metric tons, or about 300 million bushels. So it's a pretty significant in the size of the overall global supply and demand balance for soybeans.
He talks about how USDA and CONAB conduct their estimates.
Yeah, we hear a lot about the methods that different agencies and different private forecasters use to kind of figure out what the size of the crop is. We know that we're surveying farmers, we're doing field scouting, we're looking at satellite data, all kinds of things that kind of go into the methodology. And we acknowledge that these differences exist. Everyone's using kind of a little bit different take, and their interpretations of the same numbers might be very different, or the same satellite imagery data might differ. So ultimately, what kind of has to explain this is the overall supply and demand balance. That's where we really see this gap opening up.
The biggest gap appears to be in usage and stock estimates between the two agencies.
USDA's estimates for the use of soybeans in Brazil and ending stocks are very different from the numbers produced by CONAB. USDA's been in a situation now where their ending stocks estimate, how much they think is left at the end of the marketing year for soybeans in Brazil, is very close to what I would call pipeline stocks. And CONAB hasn't been there because their estimates of usage of soybeans in Brazil have differed. And that's, I think, ultimately what's driving this, is very different takes on not just estimating production in and of itself in a vacuum, but how those production estimates relate to the usage of soybeans for crush and exports.
Another factor is which 12 months the agencies use to come up with their numbers, and they are different. When it all comes down to it, Jansen says USDA's estimates are likely more correct than CONAB's numbers.
I think USDA's underlying assumption is that usage of soybeans in Brazil is greater than the numbers that CONAB produces are suggesting. They're saying that both exports and domestic crush inside Brazil are bigger than the numbers that Conab produces. To get there, you have to assume that there are more bushels of soybeans out there to sort of meet that demand. And I think that's the reckoning that needs to occur, is sort of like, what is the true usage number? And I think that's something we're going to follow up on in further Farm Doc Daily articles, is thinking about that pace of usage. Specifically, I think the best data that we can get are on exports, and what are the flows of soybeans coming out of Brazil from this current harvest.
Joe Jansen with the University of Illinois. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in Service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain. Our low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm changed. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything, babe. You see, in all my life I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. And I've made myself a world, and it's worked so perfectly. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I've never been in love like this. It's out of my hands. I'm shameless. I don't have a problem now. I don't want it anyhow, so I gotta let it go. I'm shameless. Shameless as a man can be.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks and Shameless here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 40s across the region this morning, and expecting afternoon highs in the 70s. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. USDA's National Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Wisconsin has announced 4 in-person local working group meetings that will include statewide presentations, followed by the NRCS Administrative Area Breakout Sessions for further feedback. Now, these meetings will be held June 18th, 20th, and 25th from 10 to noon. The input gathered and taken into strong consideration during these meetings is integral to the success of the programs to determine local priority natural resource concerns. So some of the things are going to be talking about: the Environmental Quality Incentive Program as well. That'll be one of the big topics. Now, here in Northwest Wisconsin, we will have a meeting on June 25th. This will be from 10 to noon at the Barron County Government Center. And that is at the auditorium there again, June 25th from 10 to noon at the Barron County Government Center. If you have any questions, just contact the local NRCS office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. On Saturday, Mystic Dan took home the roses at the 150th Kentucky Derby in Louisville. But Kentucky agriculture was also a big winner. I'll have the details after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode to find out how to stay safe, sane, and productive during those busy seasons on the farm.
You have to make sure that you are ready for the long hours. Important part of our conversation to keep everyone safe, functioning well, and maybe most of all, sane during what can be a chaotic season. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Since 1875, the Kentucky Derby has been one of the preeminent tests of thoroughbred racehorses in the United States. And of the 150 horses who have won the event, 114 of them have been from Kentucky. That tradition was continued this past weekend when Mystic Dan won the race in one of the closest finishes in years. The race itself and the social events that surround it are big business in the state, with Kentucky Agricultural Commissioner Jonathan Schell reporting that the most exciting 2 minutes in sports brings nearly $400 million to the local economy, as hotels fill with visitors and bartenders serve up mint juleps, boosting the region's bourbon industry as well. It shouldn't be a surprise that Kentucky-bred horses have long dominated on the Churchill Downs Oval, as the Kentucky equine industry, built on the high-quality bluegrass in the center of the state, has given that state the nickname Horse Capital of the World. More than 30,000 farms are in the horse business in Kentucky, covering nearly 1 million acres of the state. In 2022, the industry as a whole generated $27.7 billion in revenue for Kentucky. That figure has climbed by more than 18% over the prior decade, despite a drop in horse numbers during that same period. The study found just under 210,000 horses in the state, with thoroughbreds the most common, at nearly 50,000 head. Total revenue from horse sales in 2021 set a record at $824 million, and that kind of economic value has driven ongoing local focus on equine issues. The University of Louisville, located about 7 city blocks north of Churchill Downs, claims to be the only school in the world with an equine business degree, with board member Mary Nixon saying that the industry globally has nearly $300 billion worth of impact, and anything the university can do to get more people involved in this iconic Kentucky industry, the better. I'll be back after this.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 20. Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
For taking home the cup in the 150th Kentucky Derby on Saturday, Mystic Dan earned $3.1 million from the purse, the largest in race history. It's likely that the economic impact from this year's event could also be the largest in race history, as 157,000 people crowded the stands to watch the photo finish. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. that I love you. We're alone now, you don't know how long I've wanted to lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Just another night, just another party. I never dreamed that you would be here. Let's don't try to talk, let's don't say we're sorry. All I wanna do is just hold you near. We could be dancing in the dark, we could be dancing heart to heart. So let the music start. Somebody turn that radio on, I can't stand it. I wanna hear a love song and dance real slow. Somebody turn the jukebox up, I demand it. Baby, hold me close. I remember what it's like to dance with you all night. Baby, it felt so good back then. Who was right or wrong? Just like it was before. Somebody turn that radio on, I can't stand it. I wanna hear a love song and dance real slow. Somebody turn the jukebox up, I demand it. Baby, hold me close.
Oh yeah. My baby.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Texas corn producers, Texas sorghum producers, and national sorghum producers are filing a petition against the EPA's new vehicle emission standards, targeting the agency's testing procedures for fuel economy. The groups argue these regulations unfairly disadvantage ethanol and other liquid fuels critical to their industries. The contentious point in the EPA regulation is the updated R factor, which adjusts the fuel economy based on the energy density of ethanol blends used in testing. The organizations argue that EPA's methodology, which continues to favor E0, pure gasoline, over E10 gasoline with 10% ethanol, is based on flawed science and artificially depresses the fuel economy figures that vehicles running on ethanol-enhanced fuels. The methodology's bias could reduce the demand for liquid fuels dramatically, with projected losses reaching 780 billion gallons by 2025. Now, the challenge has been lodged with the Fifth Circuit Court, reflecting broader industry concerns
over the potential economic impacts of the EPA mandates, especially on U.S. corn and sorghum farmers, who are major contributors to the country's ethanol production. The groups are calling for a reconsideration of the test procedure to ensure a fair representation of ethanol's benefits in terms of octane and emission reduction. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has unveiled 28 organizations as hosts for the inaugural Working Lands Climate Corps. The program, integral to the President's American Climate Corps, is designed to equip young Americans with skills necessary for leading future conservation and climate-related efforts. Supported by funds from the Inflation Reduction Act, WLCC is a step towards cultivating a dedicated workforce that would implement innovative climate solutions in agriculture. Participants will receive hands-on training in various conservation practices and gain exposure to climate-smart agriculture techniques essential for enhancing the resilience of farming and ranching against climate change. Farmer sentiment dropped sharply in April, as indicated by the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. It fell 15 points to an April reading of 99. Both the sub-indexes of the barometer also dropped. The current conditions index dropped 18 points to 83, while the futures expectations index fell by 14 points to 106. April marked the lowest reading since June of 2022. The sentiment drop was driven by worries regarding the current financial situation on producers' farms and anticipated financial challenges in the coming year. The decline was also driven by broader concerns about financial performance and farmland values. The Farm Financial Performance Index declined to 76 in April. That's a 7-point drop from the previous month. Only 24% of the respondents anticipate interest rates rising over the next year, down from 32% from March. Fewer farmers say they expect to see farmland values rise over the next year. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service economists are projecting that the Panhandle wildfires caused $123 million in preliminary agricultural losses, making it the costliest on record. The wildfires began February 26th and burned 1.2 million acres, making it the largest wildfire in Texas history. The losses include more than 12,000 dead cattle, lost grazing value, and fence repair costs, according to economists. The initial loss estimates span from February through mid-March. Other estimates include $68 million lost in ranch infrastructure, fences, barns, corrals, well pump motors, windmills, and stocks of hay or feed. They estimate $26 million lost in long-term grazing and fire-damaged pastures and range, and short-term emergency feeding costs. Producers lost an estimated $27 million worth of cattle, which included both cattle and estimated losses of this season's calf crop. Representative Jim Costa and Senator Jerry Moran led 70 colleagues in sending a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack regarding the National Ag Statistics Service. The officials want him to reverse USDA's decision to cancel or discontinue several NAS reports. The July cattle report, the cotton objective yield survey, and county estimates for crops and livestock reports provide farmers and ranchers, agricultural producers with transparent livestock, grain, and fiber market insights as they position themselves to effectively manage risk. The reports slated for discontinuation are highly valuable to the entire U.S. agriculture sector, and particularly for cattle, cotton, and grain, the lawmakers said in that letter. The letter is also supported by multiple American agricultural organizations. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Mike Adams for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A great start to the day with plenty of sunshine, high of 73, chance of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our wind out of the east today at around 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. We may get locally up to a quarter inch or more of rain, or low 48 tomorrow. Cloud sprinkles in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 60. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Cash at the door. Brother and me keep them out on the floor. sister sets him up at the bar. Daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old B patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed.